I guess there's one more actually funny thing is that I can't really tell that my voice from which country. I have no idea about this because I do have some experience studying, living in American family, and also I was trying to get myself to England, to UK actually, to learn in the university over there. So I passed the IELTS test. So that's why I guess, I don't know, my pronunciation is quite weird, because basically I'm speaking in American dialect, but using some, I guess it's more like British thing. It's quite, I mean, I don't know, but I do like using this. I do like this radio station thing, podcast or something else. And I feel quite different when I speak in English, not in Chinese. There's kind of different person over there to using quite different language. So I guess that's why I'm trying to start using this. Yeah, I don't know what I have to say. I hope that my voice is clear to people who can understand. And I guess I do have some grammar problem, but it's okay. Because I can speak in this. I mean, for people to understand what I'm saying. So that's enough for this, I guess, maybe. Yeah, it could be a good start. I'm seeing this twice, so nothing else. And I have no idea, you know, I quite feel special about this. Even if I could, I would like to be in your side. I mean, it's quite different, you know. So this channel is more like to the specific person. I'm not wondering that else can understand what I'm saying when I speak, and when I see you, it's me, a specific person. Okay, I don't even know what I'm explaining about this. It's okay. I'm not really smoking weed. I'm just a little bit drunk, and it's middle of night. So, you know, I don't have some problem in my mind about Logitech or something, I guess. So that's all. I'm just doing my own shit. Okay? Peace. You know, actually, I'm talking to myself a lot. So using this to recording this shit, it can, I guess, for me, it's more like to feeling not really weird when I talk to myself. Because I do know I'm recording this, and I can using this application to post it off. So, yeah, I guess it could be a nice start of this all. And I don't even know about what I should say. But first of all, what I want to say is, I do believe there is a relationship. It's beyond to the normal friendship. Also, it's not really like a couple's love. It's beyond that, and it's between those two relationship. And I have no idea where are we. You know, I have no idea about this. Cause last time you drunk, you called me, and you see the Lord. And from that time, then I realize that I do have some special feeling about hold this relationship, and I even cannot tell why and when it start to like this. And you know what is the awkward is nice, because after that phone call, I think, and I guess you too, that our relationship is more closer. So it's nice, huh? So it's more like in the other side, I would say I wanna sleep with you together. I'm not really the sex way, just you know, talk and sleep. And in the morning and I woke up, when I open my eyes, I can see you or I can hear your voice in the reality world. You know, it's quite special. I'm not wondering people I can understand. But I do like to do this. You know, I miss you so much. I want to see you face to face and drink a lot with you and do a lot of different things, I guess. But nothing is more important is that I'm so lucky to have in you. You know? I'm addicted to having some special relationship in my whole life in the last 21 years. It's like it could be better if you do confirm that we are quite special than the others. And I'm not really asking you to make me to be the one person, the only one. But what I do want is like, I hope you can feel that I am the special one, and you do have some, I don't know, special things only when you talk to me. I would love to know this. Okay, and I can't speak this in Chinese because I will feel shame of this. Sorry, but it's okay. I guess you can understand what I'm saying. Peace. 所以说，一讲英语就，你知道，就觉得自己不知道自己是谁，你知道吗？真的，整个人的思想啊什么的都不太一样了。我希望你明天起来的时候有办法先下一个这个软件，而且我也希望这个软件并没有被你知道 CCP 抢起来。如果没有被抢是最好的，被抢也没有关系。我觉得用这个东西真的挺妙的，你最好也可以录一些这种，我觉得这种间接式的表达有时候会比微信更有意思，因为我们不会讲那么多，虽然说我可能一天会发个十几条这样。I don't know。 好啦，哎，这一切真的事情真的变得很奇怪，你知道吗？我有时候不太愿意去想说东西啊、事情啊到底是怎么回事。我对关系没有很强的安全感，所以我很害怕对别人有依赖感，就是你知道，不是那种现实中的依赖感，也不是这么讲了，不是说对不对现实这回事，其实不重要，重点是我不太敢对别人产生依赖感，因为你知道依赖感这个东西就是这样，这就意味着不论你喜欢或者不喜欢，不论你在乎或不在乎，也不管你现在是心情好还是心情不好。 是忙还是不忙，我只是想每天都听到你声音一下，然后也想说每天都跟你说说话之类的。然后呢，这样就会让我觉得很恐慌，你知道，那很恐慌。就是那种不确定性，你知道吗？因为把它变成生活中的必需品，其实是一件蛮让自己折磨的事情。你发现了吗？就是你看，以前我们都每天聊，或者偶尔会停一下，但是现在就不一样啊！现在几乎每天都会打电话。你看，这就是一个很大的不同啊！我刚才用英语已经讲过一次，之所以会变成现在这样，真的是你知道酒精的问题。所以说，我现在喝了。还好啦，今天喝不多，但是呢，就这会也没有很清醒，但是也说不上很醉。这个东西每次只能录五分钟，挺讨厌的，不过也挺好，五分钟就刚刚好，五十分钟有点太长了啊，朋友。但是也不是说就录五十分钟不好，你知道我意思吗？就是说时间短一点会有助于你思考，哦，你会分成很多段。就如果你一直跑题，就not good. So, 我真的有希望今年可以见你一面，你知道吗？哎呀，我不是要有意撒娇，而是说真的，很折磨人这件事情。思念的消磨很不好。为什么会变成这样啊？哎呀，我不知道，怪怪的。祝你感冒早点好，因为我之前感冒也确实蛮痛苦的，而且尤其是你生病的时候，你情绪就爆炸，思绪就乱得要命，哎，真的是。我为什么突然间觉得自己心里有疾病呢？就是因为我发现我有时候有自我毁灭倾向，就是在上一秒我会突然觉得所有事情都很 OK 的时候，下一秒我会突然想把所有事情都结束掉，然后一个人躲起来，但是我也不知道一个人要躲去哪，而且躲能躲到哪呢？也不可能一个人啊，对不对？基本上来说你离我也没有很远，因为每天都会跟你讲，所以我不知道，但愿我没有吧，好吗？我睡了，晚安。Ich möchte meine deutsche Übung. Dann hier ist ein Kurzsatz. Ich erwarte, dass wir uns bald wieder treffen können. So, das war's.真的很久没有用普通话说些什么了，这让我觉得很奇怪，因为实际上我一直认为的一件事情就是我的国语呢其实是很标准的。我也不知道有没有国语口音，我也不知道有没有北方口音，但是有一件事情我是很明确的，就是这种口气说话的时候，不管你说些什么，听起来最后都像是念童话故事。因为严格意义上来说呢，我没有什么情绪，我很久没有这么说话了，所以我觉得有一件事情是非常奇怪的，就是我猜他可能是装腔作势吧，但是我也不知道他具体是什么。你知道这件事情让我觉得很奇怪的点就在于，哪怕你只是说嘿你好啊，或者是别的什么，你总是让人听起来像是翻译腔一样，或者是说，你知道这一切都让我觉得有些怪。这种怪就是 情感，因为在你内心深处呢，你思考的时候，你是否听见过声音呢？于我而言，其实一直都有，但是那个声音呢，往往都是平常那样的说话口气，所以这就让我觉得有些怪了，因为同样是中文，不同的声音说出来会让我觉得完全是在说不一样的语言，这就是为什么有的时候我会用跟我爷爷奶奶的那种方言说话，那个东西就让我觉得啊、哦、真的是怪怪的呢。所以说情绪这个东西啊，真的跟口音有关系，我不知道该说些什么，不过呢就是这样，你知道吗？这种违和的感觉，那我自己都觉得怪了，真的是。所以不管怎么说，我还是希望你的感冒能快点好，然后呢希望你听到这儿的时候，我应该已经睡觉了吧，我们应该有课呢。哎，就这样了好吗？我希望我录完这条就不要再录了，因为已经录了很多条了，如果我再换口音的话，我可能会精神分裂的，所以就到这儿了。真的不知道为什么到了深夜一个人对着手机还能聊这么多话，虽然每一个只能录5分钟，但是呢实际上来说我已经说了不少了。就这样吧，晚安好吗？我刚才录了两个口音，像是那个四川话的、重庆话那种，但是我听了一下，这个不好，为啥子？因为那个四川话的说话口音不往上扬，这个不往上扬就是说，那个所以往上扬的音放到最后，要不就是平切，要不就是拉切，反正没得往上扬。所以说噻，你这个讲方言的时候就口音就很可干。这个就像那个地方海椒一样，香麻，但是不烧味。我很喜欢讲四川口音，因为那个东西有一种刨根的气势。这个东西就是比较有意思的，这个东西就是啷个说，我晓得说是南方人不该有这种口音，但是他们真的是把儿化音跟南方口音组合在一起，听起不嗲，听起不黏。还有意思，好不好嘛？如果你喜欢，我可以再录一些，但是我就不晓得要说啥子。如果也好，你晓得不嘛？我口很重，尤其是最近，这个啥子我都不晓得，我就晓得说是喊你一起吃火锅，你晓不晓得？喊你就是火锅，然后不点鸳鸯锅，看见猴儿跟辣一撇切撇切，笑死我了，真的是想一下都觉得好笑。那就这个样子嘛，我可能真的要睡了，我摸摸那些口音了，主要是这些都是废话，全部都是废话，你晓得不嘛？我讲那么多都是没得用的，好嘛，那就这个样子。这个软件还是很有意思，我感觉就是一个人管一个说话噻，这个本身有点贵，有点日撇。啊，用一下这个，把这个发出去录一下，就好像是说是没得个人跟个人说话的那种贵气贵气的。所以说，就这样子了。你好好的嘛，心情好一点。那个二回音不好的笑，我晓得。那就这个样子。挂了挂了。